M. and Alexander M. Prostowski seek variances from the front yard setback requirements for proposed dwelling. Sections 115-34 and 115-182 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the north side of Baltimore Street, approximately 226 feet west of Andrew Street in the Bayview Park subdivision. The 911 address is 39667 Baltimore Street, Bethany Beach, and the zoning district is MR. Tax parcel is District 134, map 20.11, parcel 34. The applicant is requesting a 13.3 and a 13.2 foot variance from the required 30 foot front yard setback requirement for a proposed dwelling with a porch. There are two letters of support, zero opposition, and one mail return. The letters of support are from the neighboring properties of address 39668 and 39671, and they raise no objection, and a previous variance of 5 feet was granted for this property in January of 2015, Board of Adjustment case number 11,878.
Good evening, please state your name and address for the record.
Toby Krasnowski, 54 East Oak Avenue, Morristown, New Jersey.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you. And I see another gentleman walking up here. State your name and address for the record.
So Michael Wigley, architect, Davis, Bowen, and Friedel. Home address is 34980 Hassel Extended, Bethany Beach.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
May it please the board, my name is John Sergovic. I'm an attorney in Georgetown with the firm of Sergovic, Cardmean, Wideman et al. We represent the applicants in this particular request. We filled out a rather complete application that set forth the various reasons for meeting the five criteria, and I also note that we have attached two prior decisions from this board granting similar variances in the past, and the reason for coming here today was because of the economics of the situation. There just wasn't enough money to build it under the last window, and we had gotten the one-year extension. So we couldn't, the economics of my client were not sufficient to do what he would wish to do. Did we submit the architectural renderings by Davis, Bowen, and Friedel? No, that's the survey by Simpler. We have boards up going up, but I thought we'd also have three copies of the architectural renderings. That's Simpler surveyors. These are architectural renderings.
No, we do not.
Yeah, a proposed total redo. And my clients still do not know whether it's going to be a total redo or just elevating the structure that exists. But I will hand you out. There should be four copies.
They all say.
With that being said, let me just go through the very quickly and briefly the five criteria. Uniqueness of the property. This property is located in the Bayview Park subdivision. The lot is 7,020 square feet. The minimum lot size for the MR district is 10,000. So the lot is below the minimum standard, which makes building in conformity a exceptional practical difficulty due to it also abuts, and this is critical information, it abuts a tidal pond, and because of the abutment of the tidal pond, I think with Hurricane Sandy, the water came within six inches of the existing house, which is why we're seeking to keep the house in the front where it currently exists, and we can't move it in the back. The essence of this application is to try to bring this lot into conformity with the floodplain elevations. The existing property was built in 1958 or 1959, and therefore whatever occurred was not a result of something the applicants did, but rather because of the existing structure. And again, I attached the two previous decisions, both of which granted the variances we're requesting somewhat differently. The 2015 approval removed the encroachment of the porch. The 2016 allowed the encroachment of the porch to just raise the house up in the same elevation. So we're basically asking for the same variance that was approved back in 2016, with the alternative that if it's more economically feasible to build new, which is Mr. Wigley is from Davis Bowden and Friedel, can go through your architectural renderings.
Sure.
Yeah.
Good evening. One of the things that we looked at, and we were hired about a year ago to start looking at the design for the house. So what we wanted to do was make sure we met the spirit of the last variance that was granted, and that was to essentially elevate the house and not extend beyond the existing footprint. So we have done that. I think if you've received the floor plans, you should see how that works. I do have a larger drawing over here, and what we're showing is the first floor. On the left is the existing, on the right is the proposed. So on the left there is an existing porch, and we're not extending beyond that on the rear at all. And we are also not asking for a side yard variance at this time. With the previous variance, a side yard setbacks variance were required, because now with the fact that the lot's less than 10,000 square feet, we have the 5-foot side yard setbacks, and so we're not encroaching in those at all. And so what we're looking for is just the front yard variance and elevating the house using the same footprint. And we are exploring right now the costs for going through that approach. So we actually believe that by elevating the house where it is and doing the renovations that the Krestowskis would like to do, it could very well be more expensive to do that than to really basically build new. So what we're hoping is that by granting the variance that we would have the option to do either, depending on what's most cost effective. If we are able to build new, it would look just like what we would do if we elevated the house with the changes. But we'd be able to introduce some more structural stability, lateral stability. We'd also be able to work in some more energy efficiency. But the idea is for the house to look the same either way. And so the drawings that we just handed out, the larger drawing that you see, on the left is how the house looks right now, and on the right is what's being proposed. And if you notice down at the bottom of that sheet, we tried to do a bit of a wide angle shot so you could see the houses on either side of the property, and both of those houses are essentially three-story houses. So this new proposed house will be in keeping with the character of the neighborhood in that particular stretch.
Question, you said proposed. Yes. Is that the new home you're talking about on the right?
That's correct.
So the other house you might just remodel?
Yes, so we would elevate and then basically take off the skin, remodel it. And it would look like what you see on the right. So we're exploring both approaches.
Okay, but it still looks like what's on the right too.
Yes,
okay.
Correct.
Either way, the house is going to look like that.
That's right.
Either way, it would just look the elevation is going to be different.
Pardon me?
The elevation.
From what's there now?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Yes.
Okay. Does the original home conform?
No.
No, that existing.
No, the existing front yard does not conform. The existing side yards didn't conform until a recent change of the zoning tables, reducing the side yards from 10 to 5. So if we didn't have that change in the ordinance, which is the same thing as the last application, we had a side yard variance because of that encroachment. And again, Toby's here, and Toby, can you just explain, you know, why you're back here the third time?
Well, timing is one thing. It's just that when we hired, you know, Mike to do the design and whatnot, we started getting into this more and more, and then what I thought was would be more of cost-effective to rebuild, remodel, and whatever. Now we're looking at things that are now not so cost-effective, not so energy-efficient, and to do what we wanted to do by remodeling, it's getting to be more and more money, and it just, economically, it's getting more difficult. And so we can't make a decision until we get it all done. We ran out of time. So still have to make that decision.
Excuse me, just one second.
And is there a site plan? We don't have the site plan of the house.
Correct, Madam Chair. That latest drawing displayed there, that is not part of the file. So the board will have not seen that. And looking at it, the design, just from what I can see here, is noticeably different to the survey you've seen. And there is an aerial drawing that's...
Yeah, there is.
The aerial is just to show the existing structures on the two sides. It's an existing aerial without the logos on it.
No, I don't think we have it. Unless it's this.
Yeah, that does, it shows the existing structure and the structures on both sides of the screen.
We can offer another one if it might be a little more clear for you like.
Yeah, again, with respect to the character of the neighborhood, Toby, are numerous houses on Baltimore and then the other street that goes out towards the bay, do those structures meet or violate the front setback requirement?
Do they meet or violate?
Yeah.
Probably both.
Have any of your neighbors ever complained about the location of your house?
No, not at all.
And with respect to what you're trying to accomplish, or your fundamental object to get the house to meet the floodplain elevations?
Yes.
And you have experienced flooding in the past?
Yes.
And you've read my written submission, and is what I stated in the written submission and what I've stated here on your behalf true and correct?
Yes, it is.
And yeah, unless anybody has some questions, because again, this is the third time for this particular application. It's been approved two times before, so we have that precedent. I don't want to waste the board's time.
But we have a lot of new members, so.
Right, I understand
that.
They
may have questions, so.
That's fine, but again.
Are there any questions from members of the board?
I got one. Can you get me up to speed? I was on the last one we had. Now, the last one, was that a new?
No, the last one was a straight up elevation.
Straight up?
Straight up elevation.
Okay. But it was a new home, right? Or just remodeling?
It was just a remodel.
Just a remodel. So now you came back with this one.
It's either a remodel or a total rebuild, depending upon the quotes we get. From
and the grade is what you're asking for this time around.
Right.
Not to exceed the existing footprint.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Right. Okay. The existing perimeter of the house.
Okay. Okay.
So whichever comes in most economical, they're either they would
yes.
like to replace or remodel.
Yes.
And this house was built in 59?
Correct. To the best of our knowledge, after researching it a couple of different times.
And the reason you're doing this again, because you run out of time, and you couldn't make your mind up.
I haven't made my mind up, because I don't know the economics of it, so it's just getting to be where I thought it was going to be like this. Now it's here, okay. And maybe even here.
Well, let me add. So this, the existing house, has living area on the first floor. It's not elevated, correct?
Correct.
So flooding is an issue with this house, where this house will be elevated somewhat.
Right, it still has living on the first level, but it's going to be elevated.
It's going to be elevated.
Yes.
We have now.
And again, another reason for the elevation is the parking can now go underneath the house and get it off the front of the lot.
Yes, that's right.
So it improves the congestion in the streets.
Correct. If you notice this last drawing we handed out, we have two cars in the garage and two cars on the property. He could get another couple cars before he's out on the street. And just on the point on the flood elevation, it's the last elevation certificate. It's at an elevation 6.0. The house floor is 5.1. So we'd like to get
raise that up a little bit more.
Yes.
Any other questions?
Yes, ma'am. The current structure is your. I understand the request for the variance to come up, which repeats a previous request.
Correct.
The current structure is how far from the how much of a front setback is on the current structure?
That what we're asking for is where it's located currently.
Okay, I want to know how much. What's the distance between the current structure and the? Are you encroaching on the front setback currently?
Yes.
Currently, it's we're requesting a 13.3 from a 30, so.
And that's where it sits now.
Okay.
So it's the difference between 30 and 13.3 is where it's located.
Are they going to be the same?
Yes. Yes, Michael.
Yes, that's correct. The front where the existing porch is now will be the facade of the house itself.
Okay. Do the steps come down into a new encroachment?
They do, but no longer than 5 feet.
Okay. So you're coming in, you're going 5 feet further than the current envelope?
That's correct.
Okay. That's a. Then I've heard two different things here.
That's why.
Okay. But
no.
My
question. Yeah. And once you go beyond the 5 feet, then it's an encroachment. So this one would be, and it's going to be 16.7 feet if the math was right, and then it'd be another 5 feet into that. Am I understanding
that correctly? Yeah, that would be.
So there would be a variance needed for the steps as well.
Yeah, good job.
So, which we have not applied for.
No, that being the case, right? We weren't going to come out any farther than 5 feet from the facade, so it sounds like we may need that additional.
Well, you have to pull
but
the steps.
I'm sorry, but you're showing a diagram with steps, correct?
Yes. So the existing facade of the house and our proposed facade is this line right here, and then we do have the steps coming 5 feet beyond that.
And I will note that it's only been advertised for proposed dwelling. So as Mr. Quigley said, if you were looking to have steps project further into the front yard setback, that would be an additional variance. As I recall, the case in 2016, the steps are going to go underneath the home. So there was no projection there.
Mm-hmm.
So I just make that clear. The only thing before the board tonight is the dwelling.
Yes, and again, we apologize that.
But if you decide to tear the house down, you can make it conforming and.
No.
No?
If I tear the house down.
You can move it back on the lot?
No, you can't, because then we're running into the flood. We're going to be flooded from the back.
If we move it
any closer to the back, this last hurricane was 6 inches from the foundation. You can't move it back.
But you can go up.
Mm-hmm. Here you go up.
Which is what we want to do.
Any other questions from members of the board?
So the old house, there's no steps on that, all underneath them.
They were from the side.
From the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And what we're hoping is, in order to get the garage and be able to get that driveway to that garage, is to come out straight instead of off to the side this way.
Okay.
You might be able to see on this floor plan the steps coming up. Come off to the side, and the driveway is way over here, right next to the neighbor. So we're pulling that driveway over to get into the garage. So
That's why, okay.
Couple questions, if I may.
Mr. Sharp?
How deep is the proposed house in comparison with the existing dwelling? Is it any deeper, or is it approximately the same depth?
It would be the same depth.
So you're not going any any farther into the rear yard due to the flooding?
Well, again, here come the steps again. So we've got, in order for them to come out the back, there's a bit of landing, and then we have steps coming down into the yard.
But I guess to Mr. Sergovic's point, you're not going any further into the rear yard due to those flooding concerns. Is that right?
As far as the main dwelling, I think that's correct.
Correct, yes. Okay. So here's the line.
So essentially what you're saying is that the footprint of the house will be largely the same, but you're having to go up for the floodplain concerns.
Correct.
That you raised. And that because of that, you need the front yard variance.
Correct.
Now, the edge of paving of Baltimore Street, how far is that from the front property line? Is there more than 16 or so feet?
It's right about 16 feet.
Okay, so it almost matches the property line then? There's not an additional space?
And you're talking about this space right here between the edge of Baltimore and the property line?
Yeah, I guess how far is from the dwelling as proposed, either elevated or renovated, going to be from Baltimore Street?
Paved, you mean?
The paved part, I'm sorry. Thank you, sir.
About 30.
Okay, so there is a gap there of 13 or 14 feet.
Yes.
All right. And I don't have those drawings in front of me, but do they show, and I understand it sounds like you're still kind of in the design process, but is the HVAC going to be projecting it all into the front yard or any of the side yards?
We're going to encourage our client to go geothermal, so we don't have that. But okay. If they do, it would likely go on the side, but it wouldn't be encroached on the new five-foot.
Okay. Yeah, and all we're here tonight for is the dwelling, the variance for the dwelling.
Correct.
That's all it's been advertised. So that's all we can hear any about. Sometimes we like to troubleshoot and catch those things.
Sure.
Before.
We appreciate that.
So, all right, I have no further questions for the applicant, Madam Chair.
So let me make sure that we're clear with this. The new drawing and the old footprint are not going to exceed each other.
Right, the physical perimeter of the existing house won't be exceeded by the new house.
Okay. All right. Now, are there any other questions from members of the board? Is there anyone here in favor of this application? Is there anyone here opposed to this application? I don't see any. I will then close the public hearing and entertain the motion.
Chairman, I make a motion to approve case number 12,342. I recommend standing for granting the variance.
Have a motion to approve. Do we have a second? So, to kind of further the property is unique. They've already had variances granted. And they are not going to exceed the building envelope of the existing dwelling.
Standards for granting variance.
Clarifying question then, but there would have to be another variance requested
if
to present the steps, both front and rear.
Well, there wouldn't be one for the rear. Because this is a smaller lot. They can go further into the rear, actually up to 5 feet. The problem, I think, is the applicants say they can't build there because of the flood problems. So that pushes everything forward. So the rear steps would be okay. But if they were to build if they were not to renovate and they were to rebuild and put the steps to the front as has been suggested, because this has only been advertised for proposed dwelling rather than proposed structures, they would have to come back to the board for variance for the steps.
For the front?
For the front.
So we could be approving a variance for the building structure itself.
And then when they make a decision.
Understood.
They'd have to come back and get a variance for the steps.
So the revised design may or may not include steps coming towards the front.
Correct.
Assuming the applicant decided they wanted to, you know, have steps project. You know, it sounds like they're still.
Understood. Thank you for the clarification. Mm-hmm.
That can go either way.
I understand.
Come back, yes.
A question for another day.
Yes.
Do I have a second? I have a motion to approve. Do I have a second? You made the motion.
Did you vote for it?
No.
Here's the motion may fail for lack of a second, Madam Chair.
Can I change my motion then?
You can certainly amend your motion.
Can I table it so we can think it over? Bring it back instead of losing it?
Motion to table until our next regular meeting.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Carson?
Aye.
Mr. Corman?
Aye.
And I too. So 5-0, it's tabled to our next regular meeting.
And as a point, I think there were exhibits that were submitted down to you all. I don't know that I got them all. Mr. Whitehouse, did you get copies for the file of all of the exhibits?
A smaller one, a larger one, and then there's a site plan. I think we have all three.
Okay. If you can make sure that I get those emailed to me. I know I got some of them. I don't know if I got them all. So.